It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Physician and state representative William Pratt has died after serving just over a year in the state house. The 84-year-old Democrat who served in a northeastern Albuquerque district died Wednesday in Albuquerque from complications related to a stroke. Pratt joined the legislature by appointment in 2018 and then was elected to fill a seat held for 24 years by a Republican who retired. A spokesperson for the House Speaker says Pratt's legislative stint and long career in medicine showed a dedication to public service. Asylum seekers detained in many parts of West Texas and New Mexico can have a hard time finding legal representation. Yesterday, we heard about some of the barriers they face. Now, KERA's Mallory Falk looks at a new collaborative of immigration lawyers and advocacy groups trying to fill the gap.
Legal assistant Elena Vermeulen is squeezed into a car with three other volunteers.
So we're going to Otero. It's in Chaparral, New Mexico.
It's about half an hour outside El Paso and home to the Otero County Processing Center, an immigration detention facility.
We're truly in the middle of nowhere. There's a mountain range right before us.
Vermeulen and her colleagues are in for the week from California. They're here to help out with the newly launched El Paso Immigration Collaborative, also known as EPIC. Susan Beatty's an immigration lawyer and says today they'll talk with asylum seekers detained inside Otero.
We'll meet with them one at a time for about, 15, 20 minutes and talk to them about, why they fled their home countries, their experience entering the United States, their experience in immigration custody since they crossed in.
Some of these interviews will take place through thick planes of plexiglass over crackling phone lines. Then the volunteers will bring that information back to EPIC to determine whether the people they've talked to may be eligible for bond or parole and in need of legal representation. The group pulls up to the squat beige facility.
Now we're parking. I'm going to get our stuff ready and head inside.
Otero is one of five detention centers in the El Paso sector, which covers West Texas and New Mexico. It's a large jurisdiction with a lot of need and a limited number of lawyers.
The point of EPIC is to try and essentially crowdsource the issue of representation in these detention centers.
Allegra Love directs the Santa Fe Dreamers Project and is one of the leaders behind EPIC.
We're calling it Super Massive Collaborative Representation.
Volunteers like the crew from California and local university students visit detention centers and conduct legal screenings.
And then we have partnerships with national law firms and national agencies that are hooking us up with remote pro bono attorneys so we can bring representation to as many people as we possibly can to get them released.
This getting released part on bond or parole is key. Outside of detention, it's far easier for asylum seekers to get legal services. And they can do that in parts of the country where they'll face better odds in immigration court. Asylum denial rates in the El Paso sector are some of the highest in the country. Beyond release, EPIC has a second goal. The group says it's meticulously tracking data to get a better sense of what's happening inside detention centers. Collaborative member Ian Philibom with Innovation Law Lab says EPIC can potentially use this data to push for systemic change.
The scales are tipped so heavily against an asylum seeker in this jurisdiction. And so by inserting legal assistance and by inserting immigration attorneys, and by looking at what happens in these spaces en masse, we push back against that imbalance in power, and we implement a healthier ecosystem for adjudication of these asylum cases.
Take, for example, says Allegra Love, judges denying telephonic hearings, which allow lawyers to represent their clients remotely.
We all know it's happening. We all have had it happen to us. We know it anecdotally.
Right now, though, it's just that, a story. But Love says EPIC can track those denials over, say, the course of a year.
When we have 1,000 data points on that, then it's something that we can actually use as a powerful tool to make things happen.
Like potentially filing a lawsuit. Love also hopes this model can eventually be replicated in other regions with remote facilities and limited resources. She notes Immigration and Customs Enforcement recently opened several new centers in rural Louisiana, another place where detainees will likely face the same challenges. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
And a quick traffic update for you. If you are traveling in El Paso this morning, be aware that there has been a reported vehicle fire at I-10 West at the Mesa exit, causing the right lane to close. And there is also a minor backup. Stay updated with the latest road conditions anytime at krwg.org.